Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian.
Hey Julian, it's me.
Hey Brian.
Landlord, they've tried calling a bunch of times. It's never happened. They just can't contact, they can't reach them. So that's why they're asking the landlord to contact them.
Okay, I thought they had spoken with them. I thought I heard that was all good already, or I don't know, I guess not. Is that like the latest update, or is that from like
three years ago? Basically, no, that was the latest update. After I sent them the EBF payoff letter, mm-hmm. and the KIQ, I think what happened was the merchant interview was completed before. So that was, they had a KIQ, which is, I guess, like their questionnaire to, mm-hmm. Prove the merchant's identity and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to get like a certain amount right, but he failed that. So now they need pages 11 and 12 signed and notarized so they can make sure it's him.
Okay, so they asked him, like, mother's maiden name or the street you grew up on or, like, that sort of thing?
I mean, I have no idea. Like, they won't let us know. They just say it's, like, an internal system okay, so it's generated office credit report. So, yeah, like, address or, like, probably, like...
Like, just to verify his identity, right? Like, it'll say, have you ever owned property on this address, this address?
Yeah, exactly. Have you ever, do you have property, like, from this, or, like, have you lived at this place before? Like, it'll be, like, old addresses, stuff like that. And then it'll just be, like, oh, when did you buy your house, or mortgage, stuff like that. And who's your mortgage with, or, I don't know, like, that stuff. So he failed that.
Gotcha. So he has to get that notarized, right? And he has to pay for the costs and everything?
Pages 11 and 12. I mean, I feel like I think you go to a bank to do that. I don't know if he had to pay for that, but he has to get it notarized because he failed that. So, I mean, it's on him.
Okay, cool.
Landlord and then proof of ownership. I mean, I'm going to ask them if all they need is pretty much like some document that shows that he's 100% owner or something, or, the majority owner. And, yeah, but I'll ask to make sure, but, I mean, that's usually the case. So, like, an article of incorporation, that's usually the other document.
Okay, and then need an updated bank statement, right?
Yeah, month of date.
Okay.
For October, yeah.
I just, like, because, like, if he sends me a month to date bank statement today and then he doesn't get the thing notarized till tomorrow, are they going to need, like, another month to date for tomorrow or something? Or, like, you know what I mean?
Oh,
because he sent me like 3 months of dates so far.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's going to get notarized, just, have him get the month of date after he gets it notarized.
Okay.
Yeah. Just to make everything. So, like, don't ask for it now. Just ask for it later. Because, I mean, we need everything anyway before we can get it funded. So, I mean, just have it notarized. Get the signed docs in, and get the month and date when everything. Tell about the landlord and stuff, and
okay.
And there's also that proof of ownership, right? So like maybe keep the month and date as the last step for like
Yeah.
Like let him know everything else, and then at the end just be like, oh well, we also need a month and date, because this has been going on for a long.
Okay, cool. So sign and initial the disbursement letter. We still need a proof of ownership, such as a K-1 or article of incorporation or something that shows that he's majority owner.
Yeah.
And then we need... Well,
Yeah, so like I think he owns 100%, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, yeah, because I think he needs to own at least 70%. With Flora, it has to be at least 70%.
Okay, yeah. So he's 100% though, so...
Okay, so that should be fine.
Yeah.
But, and then 11 and 12 of the docs.
Okay, so just take out those two pages and then enter them, have them notarized.
Here, let me check.
So he needs to have them notarized and then send it back to us notarized, or do they have to, like, FedEx something?
I think he'll have to FedEx. So I'm going to ask Kara. I'll probably send you a FedEx label.
Okay.
But let me check and I'll message you back. Cool.
Okay, man. And then also, I need to have his landlord contact Brittany, right?
Yeah, I gave you the... Yeah, exactly, yeah. Brittany.
Okay. Oh, man. It's been not to get funded for another week.
Yeah. All right. Well, all right, yeah, hopefully this gets through.
All right. Thanks, dude.
All right, no problem. Bye.
Bye-bye.